Our first item of old business is subdivision 2022-17, Iron Hook Harbor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-17 for Iron Hook Harbor based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision on land zoned GR, General Residential, which permits 10,000 square foot lots. Two, the subdivision is located within the developing area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan. The developing area is a growth area that permits this type of residential development. Three, the subdivision will have no more than 165 lots on 100.54 acres of land, resulting in a gross density of 1.65 units per acre that is permitted in the GR zoning district. Four, the entrance to the subdivision will be from Wilson Road in alignment with the entrance to Sussex Academy's elementary school campus. The developer also proposes a separate emergency access point for first responders onto Sand Hill Road. In addition, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the subdivision is consistent with the charter and trend of residential development in the area, including the adjacent Sandhill Acres subdivision that is a manufactured home community with approximately 128 units on 10,000 square foot lots. With the conditions imposed by this preliminary approval, it will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties, including the elementary school. Eight, DLDOT has stated that the proposed subdivision will have a minor impact on local area roadways. Nine, a portion of the property is located within an excellent groundwater recharge potential area. However, the total impervious cover proposed is 19%, and that is less than the 35% threshold required by Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. 10, the subdivision meets the purpose of zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the community. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 165 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. D, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 20 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to Wilson Road and Sand Hill Road, and at least 30 feet wide along other boundaries. The buffer shall be installed and maintained in accordance with section 99-5 of the subdivision code. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior of the development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. E, as stated by the applicant, the subdivision shall preserve approximately 24 acres of the existing forested area. The final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. F, the development shall comply with DLDOT entrance roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed county standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. L, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, if required by the local school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, there shall be on-site recreational amenities, including an outdoor pool, boathouse for the pool, dog park, and playground. The size and dimensions of the pool shall be noted on the final site plan. These amenities shall be completed and open to the use prior to the issuance of the 100th residential building permit. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify limits of disturbance within the site. P, a recorded restrictions and the final site plan shall contain the agriculture use protection notice confirming that active agriculture uses occur nearby. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. R, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And S, this final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.